Well, hello everyone. Thank you for joining us on today's special bonus episode of the Doc Talk podcast. I am the co-host, Amy Andrus, Executive Director of the Inland Rivers Ports and Terminals Association. Joining me today is my very special guest, Mr. Taylor Bush with Barge Tender. Taylor, please say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. Great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So I'm really excited to introduce Taylor and Barge Tender to our group of listeners. Keep in mind, our listeners are both national corporations and international corporations. So what really excites me, so this is not only shallow draft, but deep draft as well. We're talking about private terminals that load their goods into the barges, public ports that have private terminals or that load their own commodities into the barges. Now, before I start this podcast off and get into the barge tender, I want to just remind everybody, in our daily business, we get so complacent in doing business the way we've always done business. It's comfortable, it works, and if it's not broke, why change it? But today is a little bit different. For us today, talking about the future of loading, the future of safety, and the future of safe loading. That's why I'm so excited to introduce you, Taylor, to introduce you and this new innovative product that's going to help our workforce, our challenged deckhands, do what they're great at, but in a more safe way. Give us the high level. What's going on here?
Yeah, so thanks for the intro, Amy. That's awesome. So I think you hit the nail on the head. It's definitely how we see ourselves as the future of loading and safe loading. So thanks for that introduction. So for those who may not know about Barge Tender, we all started. We're a small company. We come in with engineering and technology backgrounds, and we all started with years ago. We have a good friend who is a pilot on the Mississippi River, and he came to us. We were just talking about his operation and trying to figure out what works there and what doesn't and what has room for improvement. And that's where he was talking about, loading and drafting barges is a rather unsafe process today. It involves, deckhands on the barge leaning over and kind of looking down the side of that barge to figure out how much of it is underwater, which we call the draft. And so that's really what opened our eyes to this market. And it really got our wheels spinning, and we just collectively tried to figure it out just through innovation and R&D and trying to put together a product of how this could work. And conceptually, we figured out what would work rather quickly, just in a few days. But then it took years from that point to innovate the product, really make it work, make sure, because every step we took in the forward direction, there were three or four issues that we found that just popped up. So it was very challenging to productize this and get it to a point where it's working. But we started out just thinking, can we put a product out there that keeps, deckhands safer in extreme?
And so I want to hit on that because I want our listeners to close their eyes and visualize a hardworking deckhand, man or woman, I don't care. They are out there in the elements on this steel vessel, this steel bucket, and they are walking across the edges and the sides of this barge. What it might be wet, it might be dry, hot, cold, slippery. We've got ropes all around us, and I can picture this. These deckhands are out in the elements. They're subject to slips, to falls, to injury, to going overboard. And I am so excited that, and we're going to do a little, we're going to get to see the actual product in a moment here, but seeing how your product and the visionary of your company has come together and said, our best assets are the employees themselves. So let's make them safe. So often it's so hard to really justify the return on investment in some technologies that would help bring a more safe work environment, right? But I'm so excited because again, our greatest asset are the workers themselves. So let's protect our workers and find a more safe, not rethinking, not reinventing the wheel, but we're making the wheel better. I know this sounds so silly, but let's go back a few years, right? Where it was like, yeah, we put air in the tires. And so we're not rethinking the tire, but then came along, you know, the nitrogen. We're filling now the tires with nitrogen. We're not rethinking, reinventing the tire. We're just rethinking and making it better.
Sure. No, that's well said. And we first had to just learn the process and try to watch deckhands and see what happened as they're loading a barge. So we spent a lot of time just studying the process. And it's critical to know your drafts because river levels, and you want to make sure you know exactly to the inch how much that barge is submerged. And to do that, the deckhand is literally walking around the barge, across the bow and the stern quite a bit, especially as you end or as you're getting close to your target draft when you finish loading. So this could be a 2-3 hour process. But towards that last 20 or 30 minutes, those deckhands are all over that barge, back and forth, leaning over the edge. And unfortunately, all it would take is that barge to hit another barge, or sometimes there's like a work flat or a working barge or some sails. And if it bumps up against that, we know from experience, because we've been out there as we're trying to do this, and they try to put over the radio, hey, there's a bump coming up so you can get ready for it. But all it takes is one of those and you're not prepared, and you can unfortunately go in, or like you said earlier, Amy, just the different weather conditions. I mean, we've been out there in some nasty sleet and rain, and that deck of the barge is thin sheet metal essentially. And so it gets very icy and slick quickly. So this alleviates, you know, a lot of those concerns. You're no longer leaning over the edge of the barge. You can just set our product down safely. We made it lightweight and small. And so this is the sensor. I'll do my best with the blurred background to show you, but it's small. It's about a foot long by 2 inches by 2 inches. It weighs about a pound. And so this just goes out on the barge, and we use a sensing technology to calculate the distance from the deck down to the water level. We call that freeboard. And then we have an app that we develop that sits up with the loading operator, and that converts it into drafts. So we have a barge registry that's all integrated in, so it's very quick, and we can give four corners of draft in real time throughout that entire duration of the load process.
And that's amazing. I saw a carabiner on the end of that, which really just kind of shows how mobile this piece is. You know, obviously, you know, our barge manufacturers can't start installing these sensors on the barge themselves, because once you butt up two barges, then you've got some overhang and could damage the sensor in itself. So they're designed, the vision was designed to be a mobile process. And the way that you just kind of flip that up on the screen, it's kind of hard to really envision something for industrial and commercial use like this, and being so important, could be just so lightweight and mobile.
Yeah, we really, it wasn't always that way. to innovate. And that's one of the reasons, because we started out with safety at the forefront leading this innovation, but we had a bigger, bulkier system. And so that's actually our latest and greatest. This one's been out for maybe a year and a half, 2 years, this small, slimmer form factor, because we were prohibiting some sites that had to go up and down ladders to access their barge or their work flat. And they were, you know, we were making it less safe to carry something big. So now they have integrated magnets where they go together and people loop them through, you know, a belt, or they'll carry them, you know, loop them around their neck. So their hands are always free to access that barge, which we think is very important, especially in scenarios where you are going up and down a ladder. And some other sites have put like a pulley system in place. So these are so lightweight, they can just drop them down to the work flat very easily. So that's why the lightweight aspect was something that we wanted to get to.
Absolutely. And I really do hope that our insurance companies really catch on to this, right? And offer some type of, you know, we're all paying outrageous rates right now for insurance, for liability, for, you know, workman's comp. But if some of our terminal operators could show that we are investing in safe technology to reduce the risk of fall and injury and death, et cetera, I hope that the insurance companies can catch on and say, well, if you're using this updated and high technology type of apparatus that reduces that risk, hey, maybe you could be getting a discount, etc. Have you talked to any of the insurance companies?
No, we're kind of on the cusp of doing that, but we've done some of the foundational work first, because like you said earlier, it's safety is something that everyone wants to achieve and implement in their processes and operations. And if we talked to 1,000 people, 1,000 of them would say using barge tender is safer. But we've really looked into over the last 6 to 9 months, trying to quantify what does that really mean? How can we quantify how much safer barge tender is versus not having barge tender? And the results from multiple customers now have been very consistent, which we like to see and hear. And the numbers are great for us. So by implementing a barge tender drafting system, we have on average reduced the time spent on the barge by 75%. So the deckhands are spending about 75% less time on the barge after implementing the barge tender automated drafting system. And so that's a big number, really. Even if it was 30%, that's still something that's in the positive direction to help. Less time on a barge is less chance of a trip or a fall or slipping or hitting a rope or anything. And so we feel like 75% has been a consistent number from different customers and a diverse base of customers. So we feel very confident in that number. So that kind of gets us thinking, like, if you're saving that much time on a barge, how could insurance companies, or insurance providers and underwriters benefit from that?
That's a great point. And I will be very honored to join you in that conversation with those, large transportation insurance underwriters to let them know, hey, we've identified some technology that's going to make your payouts a lot less. So let's incorporate that. I'm excited for that. I do believe that we can make change in our industry. We can learn from each other and then implement the changes necessary to make it safer, more affordable. Because let's talk about that. If you look at the efficiencies that barge tender provides, efficiencies equals rate of return, right? So if we are spending 75% less time on the barge and we're saving that money, if we can get the insurance companies to almost kind of reduce their rates a bit, now we're making it more affordable to use river transportation. We're lowering the cost for shippers. I mean, I think that's outstanding in itself.
Yeah, there would be a savings there. It's a little untapped, so we could use some help there, of course. But we do realize that savings is out there. There are additional savings because this is an investment. So when we talk to potential customers, we're talking about this as investing in your people, investing in their safety, but you're also investing in efficiency and accurate drafts. And so we initially started out looking at, okay, safety, let's keep people from leaning over the edge and trying to look down. But we've learned as the company's evolved, the accuracy is really great. And that took a lot for us to get to the point where we're saying that because we're pretty skeptical and pretty hard on ourselves. But we've learned through a course of working closely with our customers over 3 years now, what are we saying is put on that barge versus what is actually on that barge when it's pulled off on a bulk scale at the Gulf. And we've learned that accuracy is there. And so what this is allowing customers to do is load closer to their target draft than they ever did before. And so if they're trying to get that barge, 10 feet underwater, over the history, they might have gotten, 9 foot 10 inches, but now they can get 9, 11, or exactly 10 feet. And so they're putting more commodity on the barge, more tonnage, which helps that bottom line as well. So there are a couple different ways to kind of look at the return on that investment. Safety being one, and also just accurate drafts and putting more commodity on that barge than they have previously.
That's just absolutely amazing. I'm so glad that you mentioned the efficiencies, Taylor. When we discussed before, you were showing me, the efficiency in the loading and the ability to load the barge in a more accurate way. And how the operator who's actually doing the loading can actually see and visualize in using the app. I think it's really important and it's actually kind of cool to see how that actually works. So I want to show our audience what that actually looks like.
Yeah. So as you can see here on the screen, this is a pretty good representation of the system. This is pretty much everything that we would provide on an installation. So on the left-hand side there, you can see there's the four sensors. One is laying, a long ways. They're numbered 1 through 4, and they have integrated wireless charging. So whenever, a shift is over or you're done for the week, you can just slide them back in that charging cradle vertically there, and they'll charge back up overnight. And then right there in the middle is our user interface. It's essentially an iPad, and our app is showing the top view of a barge. And so that's what the loading operator would be looking at throughout that entire 2, 3, 4 hour load process. And that's where he or she would see the drafts in real time at all four corners very quickly. We also have a level indicator right in the center. So that's that on the far right-hand side, you can see that's kind of that green level bubble. That shows the center of mass and how that barge is sitting in the water. And we almost didn't put that in there, but we're so glad we did because the loading operators love that feature. They can quickly look at the app and see if they're heavy in, heavy out, too much material to the bow or the stern, and it quickly allows them to figure out where to point the spout next and continue loading. And so that visual representation is something that the loaders really like. Whether it's experienced loader who's been doing it for 25, 30 years, they just like seeing this, or even more recently, a newer loader can grab on and understand and kind of learn the process much quicker by having this visual representation. And so,
And here's a second kind of view of that, right?
this is a much closer screenshot of the app. And so there's a lot of information here that we're capturing. But I've highlighted here at the very top in red, this is the barge registry. And we've spent a lot of time creating our own barge registry. And so we wanted to do that because we wanted less user input to be required. And so what happens is a barge pulls into this loading dock. They're going to type in the barge ID. Every barge has its own ID on it. So this one's the ACBL123. So when you punch that in, it's going to pull to the cloud and hit our registry and say that is a 14-foot box. And at a 12-foot draft, you're hitting 1,700 tons as your target. So all that's going to automatically populate on the iPad and let the customer know exactly what tonnage they would hit at their desired draft target. And that's just something we've done the last year or so to kind of streamline this process.
That's amazing. So, in talking about tonnage, how do you protect the information about the commodity transport? How are you protecting the information for your customers?
Well, a couple different things. So if you're a customer of ours, first and foremost, we have a website and it's really, there's a little bit of information about us as a company, but it's really used more for a portal. You to log in. It's all backed by Amazon Web Services. They have great security features that we've tapped into. We're using all of their advanced security features, which we really like. And so you would, if you're our customer, you would log in with your own credentials that you choose, and you would see just your dock. We're very strict on that. We're not sharing data between docks or between customers. We want to be cognizant of the fact that we are recording tonnages and commodity types, but we want to keep it protected and just for your eyes only. So if you are a regional manager, we have had this in the past. You might have multiple sites and multiple docks, but we leave it up to your discretion within that company if you want to see those or not. And we've seen it go either way within companies. Because some sites do want to see, like, hey, I'm a regional manager over six docks. I want to see, what is my average load time at dock A versus dock B and kind of pull out some data analytics. And so that's why we give you the login. We let it be your preference as our customer, but we're very strict about keeping it to just your doc only or your specific customer only and company only.
That's amazing. Before I ask you for your final thoughts, I just want to let our listeners know that Barge Tender will be exhibiting at our 50th anniversary annual conference coming up here in Memphis, Tennessee in September. So if you're interested in viewing this product and getting a demo, please stop by the Barge Tender booth in Memphis. So final thoughts to you, Taylor. Anything more that you'd like our listeners to know about this brand new innovative safety product and the future of loading?
I just first just want to say thanks for your time. Really enjoyed being on the podcast today. I think just you'll hear more about us in the future. We're trying to get out there a little bit more and market more. But we have had years of doing this. We've loaded over 30,000 barges at this point. Our customers have with our product, which is I think over 50 million tons. And so we've gone through the cycles and we've learned a lot over the course of time. And we feel like the product is in a great spot now to really help reliably and accurately help your operation. So look us up on bargecenter.com. And like Amy said, we'll be in Memphis at the IRPT 50th annual. So look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much, Taylor. And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us on this bonus episode of the Dock Talk podcast. We shall see you in the future.